BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
On today's show, Josh and Dan from You Me at 6 play another wet round of innuendo bingo, and we get some fascinating pop facts out of them, like how Josh is going to the vets this afternoon. A girl thinks she's unluckier than my mate Unlucky Gary, and it's day two of bangers. Scott Mills, Radio 1. Hello, hello, hello. I was DJing, warming up the crowd at the BBC Music Awards last night.
And did you make them warm?
They were warm by the end of it, by the time I finished with them. Good show. So it's our Christmas team meal tonight.
Very exciting. Very exciting that it's actually happening, because it's very hard for us to organise a sort of night out like this all together. One of us always cancels.
Just the team. So I'm taking you all out tonight to show you a good time. It's going to be a civilised Christmas dinner though, right? Because we need to pace ourselves, because the Radio 1 Christmas party is later this week. And also my voice is still off.
Yeah. Yeah, fine. Anyway, the real issue though, do you remember a while ago I said to you, you really struggle with Christmas, because what you do is you say yes to meeting up with absolutely everyone.
It really makes me feel a bit sick.
Ends up in a situation where you're double booked.
Yeah.
So what's this I'm hearing, that your dad is coming along to the team Christmas party tonight?
Okay, right, so ages ago, I was supposed to see my dad tomorrow night. It turns out it's tonight. It's also the same night, because we had to move our Christmas meal once, haven't we? So tonight is the night where dad's coming. So I have double booked, and I'm telling you all now on
this
the
is,
air.
This is classic.
Rather than text you, because just don't like the conversation.
This is classic. So what is Pete Mills thinking he's doing tonight? Is he aware he's coming along to a team party?
Oh, yeah. And I know that you'll make him invited. You get on well with Pete.
Oh, I love Pete Mills, but it's slightly odd that he's coming along to the team Christmas party.
Of course, but he's one of the lads, so he'll fit in.
It's not. Does anyone else bring their dad to a work Christmas party?
Absolutely not, but no, I'm not anybody else, am I? So that's what's happening tonight. Sorry to spring this all on you like this, but it's a genuine double booking. I'm not going to see him otherwise before Christmas.
Oh,
you
lucky
know?
Pete Mills.
For who?
Well, lucky Pete Mills having been left with this option for himself.
No, he loves it. He'll be listening now as well in the car on the way here. He's concerned that you lot don't want him to be there.
No, we want him there.
Right.
It's just weird.
Okay. Yeah, a bit weird, but like, I've invited weirder people.
True.
Come on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And here's Josh and Dan from You Me at 6. Hi, boys.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Bonjour to you. Out tonight, are you?
Well,
I don't know. I don't know. Arsenal's on TV, so I might have to.
That always ends in a few pints.
That always ends in something. Yeah.
You've got to go via the vet.
Got to go via the
Josh.
Vet. Yeah.
Nah, you're gonna sack that off.
I can't. He's got to go to the vet, man.
Who has?
Is he gonna keel over right away, or can he wait a day?
I hope he doesn't keel over right away.
What's wrong with the dog? You don't want him to keel over at Christmas.
No, I think he just needs just a checkup, for general checkup.
Bit of MOT.
Would you want to? Do you want to say what the issue is, and we can all help or something? Or do you want to?
Well, I'm not a trained vet. I don't think we could help at all, Chris.
I don't think you can help on this one, lads. Thank you, though. I appreciate the love.
Because it's Christmas, are you out every night at the moment?
No, actually, I've had the man flu for the last week. I actually went to the BBC Music Awards last night, and. Yeah, just me and Max was like, we've got to go, because we're both feeling it. So we left early, but that was fun though.
Who did you see?
I didn't see anybody perform, but I bumped into some of the lads from the 1975. And I don't want to say I bumped into Robbie Williams, but I was in his vicinity.
Yeah.
I don't know if that counts.
That
or not.
Counts.
I'll take that.
Counts.
You could see him.
Yeah. I could see him, and
you
if
were breathing
you wanted
the
to,
same
you could have seen me as well.
Exactly. I saw him last night, but I was telling everyone that I was like, oh yeah, and he was there, and we had a chat. We didn't.
Yeah.
But like, as long as he's in the same room, even if the room is massive, that does count.
Like an arena. Yeah. You know, in London.
You were in the crowd at the front.
In
he
an
was
arena,
performing.
Yeah.
But you
but
had a thing.
We hung out though, for sure.
Well, Scott always says this, and it's true. When you go and see someone perform, you always think that they're looking at you in the crowd.
Yeah.
At one point, there'll always be a moment that you think you're bonding.
Yeah.
Well, you can answer it. Is that actually true?
Do you look at someone in particular?
Not intentionally.
Sometimes I have had people. The trouble is, when playing drums, you're just looking really angrily at someone. Yeah. So they're actually just like, they get really scared, like worried, like, why is he looking at me like that?
There was a while we couldn't get a picture of Dan smiling on stage. It became a talking point.
Because angry drummer.
Yeah. Concentration takes over.
Yeah, too concentrated.
But I can confirm he is smiling now.
He is. He's got a lovely smile.
Not playing drums now.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. Okay, so you've got specific instructions for Chris today. Aim for the face, not the jeans. Is that right?
If you can. Aim for the face.
Can do. Normally it's the other way around. Normally people aren't keen on the
face. Yeah, but they're going straight out, probably.
If we're going out, we don't...
I don't mind you spitting water in my face. I feel like...
Well, I'll happily go for your face if you'd rather.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Are you writing that down?
Yeah.
Go for face. Oh, you're doodling. I'm like...
So, we've already had Night People from the album, which has been all over Radio 1, sounded amazing. The album's out January the 6th, right?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to play Swear, which is the next track off it.
It is next.
Have you been busy playing, or you had like is this time off now for Christmas?
No, it's been manic, to be honest. We've been we did a sort of an academy tour of sorts, I guess, in England.
Shepherd's Bush.
Yeah, cool. And in October, and went over to Europe in November, and then it's just been promo, which is great because we took a few months off and then started making the record, but we haven't had to answer certain questions for like a year or so. So it's kind of nice to. When you get back in the swing of it, it's quite a fun thing to do. I enjoy talking about the record we've made and who we made it with and stuff.
So. Yeah, okay. So January 6th, does that mean you're promoing all over Christmas, or will you get some time off?
I think we'll have some time off, won't we?
Yeah, I'm
going. You're going to California.
I'm going away, yeah.
Sure.
Why not?
You're doing Christmas in California?
Well, not Christmas, just New Year, heading out there. Oh. So I thought I'd get some sun just before it all goes mental next year.
Cool.
I
thought I'd get some sun. You know. I mean, that's such an annoying sentence to say in front of me.
I did ask you to come, but...
You did, but I couldn't.
Thought I'd get some sun.
Nightmare. I'll make sure I get lots of grey clouds over New Zealand in London. I can't
wait. Send me some pictures. The Scott Mills
Daily. So, are we ready for the wetness today, lads?
Just
yes.
About.
Thought we were ready, yeah.
Yeah.
And
ready for the wetness.
Let's do it. A nice bit of cold water to kind of freshen
you're right
you
there,
up.
Scott. You look like you're texting away. What's
I am actually just putting a picture of you on the social medias, you and you meet six. A pre-shot, if you will, of today's Indiana Bingo.
Oh, ready?
You've got to keep up with the social media as well.
Keep it whilst you're
on. I mean, I'm like a one-man band. Right, let's do it.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Josh and Dan from You Meet at Six are here and ready to play.
That theme tune sort of... Freak me out a little
it's
bit.
Actually
do you feel like you're at Alton Towers?
It's put me in the zone.
Yeah.
Well, I feel...
It's supposed to be dramatic.
Yeah, I feel slightly menacing.
It is quite menacing.
Yeah.
You can watch this on the Radio 1 website. If you go to your phone or computer or laptop, you can see us now playing the game. Okay, water please, lots of it in the mouths, and let's play Innuendo Bingo on Tuesday. Let's know if you're watching today. So, Eggheads now on BBC Two, first up. And presenter Jeremy Vine is reading out a question about an old prime minister. Now, I know this nickname was from a long time ago, but I don't know, should it be taken as a compliment or not?
OK, Paul, back to you. You need to get this right to stay in. Which 20th century British prime minister was known by the nickname Pretty Fanny?
What a lovely nickname that is. Does anyone know the answer as a matter of interest?
Why he has the nickname?
No. Who was known for that nickname?
It was a prime minister.
By the nickname Pretty Fanny. No.
Guesses?
Winston Churchill.
Tony Blair.
Winston Churchill was called Pretty Fanny.
Maybe. I can imagine. just before he took on the Germans back
in the day.
We'll
fight them to the beaches, Pretty Fanny.
No, it was Arthur Balfour, of course.
Of course.
So, him. So called
because
he had excellent manners.
He was a good lad.
And that's why I had that name.
By the nickname Pretty Fanny.
Water, please. Now, you might remember that Greg James, and also Dev, when he was covering Greg's show, used to invite listeners into the programme for Feet Up Friday at the end of the week, back in the day. Now, from memory, it was always one of Dev's favourite features, and after hearing this clip, I can... kind of see why.
If you fancy coming into Radio 1 this Friday and being part of the Feet Up Friday audience, bbc.co.uk/radio1. Head over to Greg James's page, and hopefully I'll be hanging out with you on Friday.
What an invitation to the listeners. It is a good way to meet your favourite presenter.
It is, yes.
Hopefully he says, I'll be hanging out with you on Friday.
And hopefully I'll be hanging out with you on Friday.
With any luck.
If the stars align.
I like that. I enjoy the hope in his voice. Right. Now, Len Goodman is here presenting Friday Night is Music Night on Radio 2. And here's Len regaling the audience with some anecdotes from his younger days. I think he's gripping too hard.
So I used to practice it in the hall at home, and at the bottom of the banisters, there was this large wooden knob. And I used to hold this knob, and I only pulled the knob off, didn't I?
Straight on the trousers there for Chris.
Sorry, Chris.
Chris, your spray is not there today. What's happening?
Just respecting the lads, really. So they're going off to the pub later.
They said they don't mind the face.
It's lad code.
It's a big sesh later.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was Len Goodman practising his dance moves using his mum's banister. That's not one.
Well.
Water, please.
Now some water, please, Daniel.
Yes, mate. Thanks, mate.
Len Goodman.
Len Goodman. You know him, don't you?
Personally as well, actually.
Do you?
Yeah.
How?
Saw him once.
Family friend.
Right. We had a moment.
You're in the same room as him again.
Same room, like Robbie.
You're front row. Mm.
Now, one of my favourites from the archive next, it's the Crime Watch Roadshow. Mm. And they're discussing how police horses are trained. Now, I know they go above and beyond what you'd expect for a horse, but I never knew they could do this. Never knew.
He's been a police horse for about 12, 13 years. He's very busy. We know that he polices pop concerts, huge crowds. What else does he do?
Yeah, he was in Rihanna last night.
Oh, that's one of the best.
For me, yeah. Oh, God.
Impressive work there, policing pop concerts. What a horse.
What else does he do? Yeah, he was in Rihanna last night.
Classic.
It's a good one, that.
That's the best one.
Yeah.
By Country Mile.
Hello, Sam, who's watching online in Truro, witnessing the wetness, having a day off school to go Christmas shopping, listening and watching to In Your De Bingo. That's from Ems. Big fan of you boys.
Having a day off school to go Christmas shopping?
Yeah.
I'm not sure you should have said that.
Oh, actually, I shouldn't have read that.
What?
Well, no. Back at you, Ems. You shouldn't have texted that in.
You've just given name and location.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
We should see if she tweets in her school as well.
Yeah.
And we'll call them
we
up.
We can really land her in it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm taking a day off school.
Social services.
Sorry, I should have read that before I read it out.
Yeah.
Because, again...
I bet the rest of the message says, please don't mention my name, though, in case...
It doesn't.
No?
No. Water, please. Now we're crossing over to Radio 2. And Michael Baller's got actress Priscilla Presley on his show. Now, normally it's a good idea to compliment your guests, I find, especially if they brought something in to show you. So I do hope that Priscilla took this the right way.
Yes.
I look forward to it. Can I say thank you for bringing all this stuff into the studio with you?
Thank you.
Nice beaver.
What were we saying?
Oh, hang on.
Yeah.
I stopped it too soon.
Nice beaver.
Oh, thank you. I just had it stuffed.
That's a famous line from the movie Airplane there, of course. Is it Airplane or Naked Gun? Airplane. Okay. Water, please.
What was she doing taking a beaver in?
Nice beaver.
No, that was a line from the film. Oh. She didn't take a beaver into Michael Ball. Although that would have been good.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Water, please. We're going to James Martin's Home Comforts at Christmas now on BBC One. James has invited Michael Parkinson into his kitchen for dinner. Now, if this is the type of guest that James is looking for on his show in the future, maybe I could be of assistance.
Because the king of TV chat, Sir Michael Parkinson's dropping by for dinner. We're both proud Yorkshiremen and huge pork lovers.
James Martin cooking Michael Parkinson pork two ways there. Loin and spare ribs.
You found that funny, but you didn't want to lower yourself.
We're both proud Yorkshiremen and huge pork lovers.
Who found it funny, Josh?
Happened is I actually swallowed some of my water and I realised that I'd just be spitting.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to spit at Chris. Lad code.
Lad code. Yeah.
So, but I'm going for it now. I'm going to have a big mouthful.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Here it comes.
Yeah, Chris isn't nearly wet enough. Get him.
Get him.
Ellie Goulding is making an appearance on Jamie and Jimmy's Friday Night Feast now on Channel 4. With a great example of why she is so popular with her fans.
So, Ellie, you've done an amazing job. How do you feel? All those punters out there are eating your burger.
It did look tasty, to be fair. Avocado and onion rings.
All those punters out there are eating your burger.
Gosh. And now let's head over to Country File on BBC One. Presenter Adam Henson is learning how to train sheepdogs.
I like sheepdogs.
Good. Now, Adam seems very inspired by what he's just seen.
It's interesting now, he's just brought the puppy into him, stopped it, and he stroked it and told it it's a good dog, and now he's let it go again. So that every time it comes to him, it doesn't think it's going to get dragged off the sheep. It's allowed to work again. That was pretty impressive, Dick.
Okay, and that was today's Innuendo Bingo. Impressive game.
Well done, lads.
Thank you, Josh and Dan from Unit 6.
Yeah. That was pretty impressive, Dick.
Yeah. If you couldn't see it live, yeah, we filmed it. The video will be up later for you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, it's really not far to Christmas now.
I know.
When are we going shopping?
Well, I was just trying to count the days very quickly. My maths is awful. But yeah, really not long. It's basically next week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So Christmas Eve is a Saturday. That's when we're doing that big long banger show.
Christmas Eve's the Saturday?
Yes.
So are the shops open? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they are on Saturdays.
Yes.
Yeah. Fine.
I don't know what I was thinking. Are you going to get any presents?
Am I going to buy presents?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
A couple of people I need to buy for.
Two people?
Well, everyone, but I kind of know what I can get them. I can get most of their stuff in Hoots. But for you and my girlfriend are proving the trickiest. I need to give that some thought.
I like it that me and his girlfriend are the trickiest ones to buy for. That says a lot.
Yeah.
That says a lot, doesn't it?
I might just get you the same thing, though.
Well, don't, because
I put
a lot of thought into my present for you. I always do.
Can you... You know where people drop hints with presents as well? Can someone tell me what a shellac is?
Is it nails?
But what about it?
This
is the wrong place and time, isn't it?
Well, no, it's a certain type of coating for the nails, and it's really kind of robust. It doesn't come off for maybe a month. I don't know how I know that, darling, but I just do. Yeah, why are you getting me that? I don't want that.
Would you like that?
No, I don't want shellac. Anyway, moving on to day 13 of the Who Vent calendar. What massive who's going to be behind the door of today's one? Here we go.
The Who Vent calendar with Scott Mills. Let's go behind door number 13.
4770 7560 408.
Let's divert. Flirt divert.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Where are you right now?
I'm currently in my flat in Aberdeen revising for an exam I have tomorrow.
Oh, stress.
Why do they have exams so close to Christmas? It's so annoying.
I know. And I've also got my dissertation to hand in on Friday, so really bad timing.
What? How are you managing to fit all the partying around that?
To be honest, none has happened so far. As soon as Friday's over, then I will be going out and partying.
Oh, yeah. God, you're going to really go for it on Friday.
Yeah. I'm actually handing my dissertation in the morning. Then I've got to go to work 11 till 4. So as soon as work's finished at 4, I will be partying.
Yes.
And what are you working as? What are you doing 11 till 4?
I work at a supermarket.
Okay,
cool. On the meat and fish counter.
Oh, meat and fish. Lovely. I bet you got some lovely cuts this time of year.
Oh, yeah, whole salmon's the whole range.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Aberdeen today, wet, windy?
Just very grey and very cold.
Okay.
Standard.
Listen, I've got something that might... well, you might like it. I don't know. What have you got today? Is it something like dancey, poppy, R&B? What is it?
Oh, I don't want to give too much away. It's... actually, I'm not sure exactly how you'd qualify it. You go first.
Okay. Mine is a definite banger, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pound the alarm.
That's one.
I do love a bit of Nicki Minaj.
Love a bit of Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Oh, it's quite a stereotypical banger, this one, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but that is the name of the feature.
No. Don't get me wrong. It's a good song. But... I've gone for this.
Oh.
I guess if we're in a club, I'd be in the other room. This is Khalees a cappella. Good tune.
I actually love this song.
Yeah, this is a tune.
It's pretty good as well.
But a bit different to Pound the Alarm, you know what I mean? Different type of banger.
Yeah.
It's more an alternative sausage.
Cool. Yeah. I'm sure I saw her buying candles the other day.
Where?
Khalees, not Nicki Minaj.
God, why didn't you put that on Twitter?
Just forgot.
Khalees was buying candles around your way.
Yeah, I think so.
Isn't it funny how only famouses spot other famouses?
Not
casually
true.
Out and about. Is it because you all live in the same area?
No. It was like central London. I don't live in central London. Mm. Anyway, so what are you going to go for today?
See, I do like Chris's choice.
Oh, no. But whenever they say you first, they always go for the other one.
Yeah.
You're a theology student, aren't you? So I imagine you're an overthinker.
I do a lot of thinking and a lot of reading and in-depth stuff. But then also I've got an exam tomorrow and I've got my dissertation, so I need like a proper banger to keep me going.
Right.
Like something really up-tempo. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of leaning towards Scott's choice now. I think I'm going to have to stay true and stick to Scott.
Love you. Some real harsh comments today. John in Kent, you know, it's quite scary to think there are people that actually like this song.
I'll be offering up the Khalees song again at some point because I think a lot of people think I should have won with that one.
Someone says, I'll go in the alternative room with Chris while you listen to this tripe.
Yeah.
I like people that call it tripe. Who? Is that fish, tripe?
Tripe?
It's like minging fish.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
You're landing this on us.
Sorry.
How are anyone here meant to know? It's Radio 1.
Oh, yeah.
The first or second stomach of a cow.
Ah, is that what it is?
Apparently. Or other ruminant used as food. ruminant? What's that?
Just switched on and heard this. Is this part of bangers? If not, tune, absolute banger. That's from Jake in Uxbridge. Another John actually really likes Nicki Minaj. Loads of people hooing her. She's not been on for a while, has she, to be fair?
She's counting money, isn't she?
Yes, 100%. Oh, I liked your choice today, to be fair. I would have been happy if that was picked.
Well, we'll get that one on again at some point.
So, against Khalees's a cappella, Nicki Minaj's Pound the Alarm one today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I always say it, but I really do like getting your emails. Anything you want to tell me, I'm all ears. Even though they're a bit blocked at the moment, I'm still all ears. I do like getting your stories. It's what makes the show. Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk with anything you've got. Even if you think, oh, it's not very good, send it in. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Obviously, if you've got nothing to say, then don't bother. Lindsay did this. Lindsay, what's going on?
So I think I might actually be unluckier than Unlucky Gary.
My mate Unlucky Gary, who bad things happen to?
Yep.
I don't think that's possible. Well, unluckier than the man who got accidentally punched in the face as Jay-Z looked on and laughed?
Yep, I think so.
The man who had someone ask him for directions and then fell on him, dragging Gary to the ground?
Yep, even unluckier.
The man who sent all his slightly overweight friends a Christmas card and it said on the front, calories don't count at Christmas, which was massively offensive. Unluckier than that.
Yep, definitely.
I don't believe you. This is the guy that got kettled during a sort of walk around London.
He was just going to see the sights of London, got cut off for 4 hours, wasn't allowed to move because of the student riots. So what's your story?
So basically over the weekend, my phone, it suddenly stopped working. Don't know what happened to it. So I took it into the shop and they said they'd have to send it away to get repaired. And it would take about a week. But they said, it's fine, we'll give you a courtesy phone. So I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. Like, I'll be able to do everything as normal. Just wait for my phone to get back. And then they showed me the phone and it turned out to be a Wamsung GT. And yeah, pretty much looks like a brick.
Right. Oh, wow, you're doing like Adele did this year and going for a really old phone.
Yeah, it's really old. It doesn't have any internet, so I can't download the podcast at all this week. And it actually has polyphonic ringtones.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
But the battery life will be amazing.
Well, that's the thing. I charged it on Sunday for maybe about an hour, and I haven't charged it since.
Yeah.
On Sunday?
Yep.
I mean, that is good. That's because your phone is doing absolutely nothing apart from occasionally text.
But what your phone's doing is being a phone.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I realised that I don't actually text anyone anymore. So now I have to go back to using the keypad and, like, going through all the letters one at a time. So.
C is beep, beep, beep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I take it you don't have to go back to the old school sort of call plan, so you haven't got 5 free texts a day, have you?
No, but I think I will at some point have to delete the text that I've received once I get to about 5 and then so I can set
Do you remember your phone?
No more room.
Yeah, your phone would only ever store 10 texts. So then what you had to do is, if you wanted to save any just because they were like, they reminded you of someone or were like the nicest message you've ever been sent, you had to decide to keep that.
Save to phone.
Yeah, yeah. But you could only save so few.
So you can't listen to us this week because you haven't got a podcast because your phone doesn't do apps.
Yep, pretty much.
I mean, that is terrible that you're missing our show, but I don't really think unluckier than unlucky Gary.
Well, I've got another story that happened to me last week. So basically, I started a new job 3 months ago. And so it's that way of kind of trying to impress people. So last week I got to kind of mid-afternoon, getting a bit hungry, so I decided to go to the vending machines to get a snack, and where it swallowed my money and it didn't give me my snack. And then so I pressed the coin return to try and get my coins out, and then my finger got trapped in the vending machine.
Oh. But how did it get trapped in the vending machine? You pressed the button, what were you doing? Were you reaching around underneath to kind of get a fist up or something?
No, I was just trying to get the coins back from the coin return. I put my finger in and it just got stuck. It wouldn't come out.
Yeah, sorry. So I'm imagining that you're trying to get full arm up the main gap, but actually what you're doing is just trying to put one or two fingers up the mini slot, right?
Yeah, that was it.
You know, where the coins come out, Scott.
Mm, yeah, I know.
It's hard that though, because you've kind of got to flick away just to get any kind of momentum, haven't you?
Yeah, so I was hoping I'd be able to just kind of ease it out, you know, nobody would notice, but I couldn't move my finger, so I had to get a couple of members of staff to run over and try and help me get my finger out, get it out, that was fine.
That's awful. Can you imagine, you got a finger stuck up the vending machine?
So it all would have been fine, like nobody else would have seen, but because it was an accident kind of on work premises, they had to go tell like the big boss in my office, pretty scary, that was embarrassing.
You just sound so inexperienced because, you know, basically if you lose the coins in there, it's very rare you're going to get it back from
the
vending machine.
You're not going to get it back.
Unless you have a special key.
Yeah.
The coin return thing is nonsense. Never happens.
No. Do you remember that vending machine here that we had to shake all the time to get anything out of it?
Yeah.
But then sometimes you'd get a little bonus one. It's like, oh, I've got two.
Shaking the vending machine's a massive hoo.
Oh. I know, but it still happens here. Do you remember when you got two of those peanut-based chocolate bars that time?
Yeah.
Just because we had a little shake. Now, we were only shaking it, not because vandalism, but because it wasn't giving me the chocolate bar.
Yeah, there was a misjustice there.
Well, listen, keep away from any vending machines for now.
I'll try.
And we'll miss you this week, because obviously you can't listen to our show because phone.
Yeah, but I'll get to catch up next week, so...
Yeah, catch up with us next week. And, I don't know, just play some Snake or something in the meantime. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. You know when you do top trumps on a story? We've talked about this before on the show, where it's like you do a story and then someone goes, well, actually, and it's an always better one. I do it quite a lot. Ali Plum off of Radio 1 Films just been in trying to trump the phone girl there.
But are you saying he's always one of those types of people? He's a one-upper?
Not necessarily, but he is a one-upper today. More unlucky. He was dreamy about kicking the other night in his sleep. Actually kicks the radiator, now broken foot. I mean, that's up there with unlucky Gary.
He ran in to tell us that, though.
Actually, he was a bit fast. The Scott Mills Daily. More unlucky than unlucky Gary. What about the person that played the, is it the postcode lottery?
Yeah.
Yeah. Moved house, cancelled tickets 2 months later. Would have won the Christmas jackpot if they stayed in that postcode. 400 grand.
Oh, no.
Oh, rubbish. Has anyone seen this really weird video of Kanye West at Trump Tower on their social media?
I've just seen it. So has it only just happened, this meeting between them both?
Like half an hour ago, Kanye West just walked into Trump Tower with Donald Trump. And it's like Donald's going, we've been friends for a long time. But Donald keeps putting his arm around Kanye in a really weird way, like a proud dad at a football match.
And then did you see when they say goodbye? It's that classic thing of not sure whether to shake hands or hug or do a sort of rude boy.
That's
kind
the
of
best
handshake.
Bit. Yeah, I mean, Donald Trump is attempting a massive hip hop handshake at the end, getting it all wrong. The Scott Mills Daily. I just want to throw some stats at you now. So, right now, the number one trending video in the world, is our playground insults video.
It's mad how this has kicked off, Scott.
With Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt. It's currently being watched 45 times every single second, which means that since we've been on air this afternoon, it's been watched over 400,000 times. What's going on?
God, I love this. This is like the beginning of a X Factor performance, these kind of stats you're throwing at me.
Currently trending above the new trailer for the new Fast and Furious film, above Matt Terry's last X Factor performance, and above the trailer for Bruno Mars' Carpool Karaoke. Yes. So, if you've not seen Playground Insults before, it's where we take two massive Hollywood stars and we sit them opposite each other and they take it in turns to kind of throw insults at one another. And it's amazing. Greg James came in and was very complimentary early. He loves it because he's got a lot of love for the Pratt. So they were basically really good at it, which is why this video is going so well.
I recently told you that you act like Adele sings. I hate Adele.
So 1-0 to Chris Pratt, but now back to Jennifer Lawrence.
You are so old that your publicist is a registered nurse.
Good one from Lawrence, and then it got really, really personal.
Before our sex scene, I took 2 Pepto-Bismol.
During our sex scene, I felt your rubbing into me.
That's where we had to end it. If you want to see the entire thing, currently 45 views per second on the internet, head to the Radio 1 YouTube channel and see what all the fuss is about. You can also watch it on the big telly, treat yourself, on the Radio 1 channel of BBC iPlayer. Be warned though, please, it is a little bit rude. There is some strong language, so please not if you're easily offended. The Scott Mills
Daily. BBC Radio 1.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.